Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Greg, there are a number of cases that are expected to expose the court's political divide, starting with arguments in an environmental case today.
Yeah, the court heard a case involving the Clean Water Act today. It, of course, was the first one for new Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. This case is going to determine whether wetlands or which wetlands can be regulated by the federal government, meaning that there could be restrictions on what you can build on them and what sorts of pollutants people can dump into them.
That's called Sackett v. EPA. Some analysts think the future of democracy in the U.S. could be at stake with an election law and an equally important voting rights case.
Yeah, there are two cases. The first one is that Voting Rights Act case. It has to do, it's an Alabama fight, and it has to do with whether that state needs to create a second majority black district to account for the fact that two-sevenths of the state is now black, and there are seven congressional districts. The second case will be heard a little bit later on. Has to do with the power of state Supreme Courts and whether they can do things like, say, these congressional districts that were drawn by the legislature are so partisan they violate our state constitution. That could be a huge case in terms of giving state legislatures more power and giving other state officials less power when it comes to federal elections.
I understand affirmative action and gay rights are also on the agenda.
Yeah, the affirmative action case may be the biggest headline grabber. This is a case that could have the court saying that colleges and universities no longer can consider race as an admissions factor, which they've been able to do for more than four decades. The court is considering overturning some precedents. It's got two different cases, one from Harvard, one from North Carolina, and every indication is that the court is going to be pretty skeptical of affirmative action. The gay rights case involves a Colorado website designer who says, I want to make web pages for weddings, but not for same-sex weddings. And the question is whether she gets an exemption from the Colorado anti-discrimination law, which says you can't discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation. This is an issue the court has had previously. It has come up in the context of people who say, I have a religious objection to same-sex marriage, and it could potentially carve a pretty significant hole out of anti-discrimination laws.
Is it a given that some of these cases will be decided on a predictable 6-3 party line?
I think it's a given that at least some of them will, not necessarily all of them. The case that we were talking about involving the power of state Supreme Courts, that's very much a novel question, and we don't have a whole lot of track record with the justices to kind of guess where they're going to come out. But it's a safe bet to say this is going to be another very polarized, divisive Supreme Court term.
All right. Bloomberg Supreme Court reporter Greg Storr, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.